Welcome back. This session is focused on the warrior. Our mantras or self-talk that come with this session include, I am a brave and honorable fighter. My intuition and wisdom that guide my decisions and action allow me to embrace Spartan or Amazonian warrior archetypes. As a warrior, I stay grounded in peace in the present moment with an understanding of the past and a vision for the future. The warrior archetype is so popular around the world. It's one of my favorite archetypes to explore. In the mantras today, specifically for myself, I brought up the Spartan or the Amazonian. Remember that because archetypes cross cultures and they cross time, there is no right or wrong. Whatever resonates with you culturally is what you can go with. Whichever warrior archetype sings to you or speaks to you, please change. Change what I have written here, change what I have offered to you, and make it your own. Again, on this journey, we want to personalize, we want to customize. And as you're developing this foundation, you can start to practice, play around with the science and the art of self-development, of personal growth. The warrior archetype, why is it so popular? What sits inside of you that asks you to keep the hope, to keep the faith? To fight for what's right. Why do you stand up to injustice? What injustices do you fight against? What do you advocate for? What is it that makes your heart really sing? What is it that brings that voice up inside of you to say, no, this is wrong? What are the morals and ethics that guide you? How did you develop this compass? Is it your own? Or is your compass a combination of people who have taught you? Is the compass the voice of one person? Is that person you? So many questions to explore. As you begin to develop your own warrior self, remember that even though we might use terms like warrior or fighter, that doesn't mean aggression. That doesn't mean violence. It means standing up for what's right. And of course, as we all have different belief systems, what's right changes from one person to the next. So, how do warriors communicate? Where do warriors draw lines? As a warrior yourself, do you carry a sword or a weapon? If so, what is it? Is that weapon used for advocacy and protection? Or is it used for harm? Is it used for battle? In what context is battle necessary? Is it ever necessary? In what context is surrender the best option, if ever? Again, more questions. As we're helping other people, sometimes we have to be the voice of a group. Sometimes we have to make decisions that impact one other person, 10 other people, hundreds of thousands of other people. In that case, we are the warrior. We have to vision the future. We have to consider the past. How do you stay grounded in those moments? Rather than imposing my belief system on you, rather than telling you that a warrior does this or a warrior does that, I'm offering you a lot of questions today. Who taught you what a warrior is? We'll start at the beginning. Who taught you what a warrior should be? Starting to dismantle that, what could a warrior be? What kind of a warrior would you like to be, if you even want to step into that archetype? How do you stay grounded so that rather than emotionally reacting, you can thoughtfully and intuitively respond? Warriors are a huge part of protecting culture, protecting belief systems. They also help move us forward, as well as hold on to rituals and traditions that keep our heritage and our roots alive and well. They help remind us where we came from so that we can shed what doesn't serve us, but keep with us the memories, the lessons, and the wisdom of where we're going, who we can become. So adding on to a few more questions, here's our daily reflection. Take a moment to think about the characteristics of your favorite warrior. Imagine this archetype. In your world, how do you resemble and embody these characteristics? There must be a reason that that warrior resonates with you. Which attributes of a warrior do you value and cherish the most? Where could you use your warrior type more fervently? And in some moments, where has your warrior gotten out of control? Finally, what do warriors do to rest? Consider what other warriors might do to rest, to recover, to find reprieve. What lessons might you want to learn from them? Be well.